The head coach of the Condors, Jerry Fleming, joins us once again. Jerry, how are you, man?
Good, Jace. How are you?
Well, I'm good, but I know that obviously you guys understand that you're the American League team, and it's good to see players go to the NHL because that's their ultimate dream. But I'm sure at sometimes it's kind of frustrating just when you start to get on a run, then suddenly Jujhar Khara goes up, or Ryan Hamilton goes up, and you know that's a major blow for your team.
Yeah, but I've always said it, and as a staff down here, we give it's a great opportunity for other guys that aren't playing in those roles to step up and fill those roles and get an opportunity. And the guys that are up in Edmonton right now did that when other guys got called up. They filled in those roles, and now they're getting that opportunity. It's great to see.
We've seen Khara now for six games, I think it is, in Edmonton. And you know, he's been rather impressive in all elements of his game. Very strong on the puck, Jerry, and his foot speed doesn't look like it's really an issue whatsoever. Was that something he worked on a lot in the offseason? From last year till now, did you see a significant improvement in his foot speed?
I think when we noticed it was after he came back from his injury last year. He separated his elbow and had some issues with his forearm. And while he was down, he worked on his legs a lot. And we noticed that his power, his quickness had improved. And he was a pretty good player for us down the stretch and throughout the playoffs. And he just carried that over throughout the summer, came in with a plan of where he wanted to be and how he was going to get there. And he came in and did the steps, worked hard at things that he needed to work on and continued to improve with the assets that he has. And it's just nice to see him get an opportunity right now.
Well, you know, it's funny that an elbow injury, and you're right, he couldn't do anything upper body, but he could do a lot of lower body. And, it's funny how if you can, you have to be able to skate in today's game. And then you throw in his size and just his strength, Jerry, he's a player who some guys excel better in the NHL than they do in the American League. And I know you've watched and you've played it. Does he seem like a guy who just, the way he thinks the game, just might be a guy who will actually be a better NHL player than he is an American League player?
Well, he was pretty effective for us down here, and I think his game, is conducive to regardless of what league that you're playing in. You know, he's a big body that protects the puck well. It was something that he worked on down here, not exposing the puck so much, and I think he's done a better job of that. Keeping his game as simple as possible. Like, he can make plays in tight areas. He's, like you said, above average speed and skating for a bigger guy. He plays physical, goes to them that hard, keeps his game really, really simple, which translates into being effective. And like I said, hopefully he can just continue to get better in those areas that he's shown improvement in, and continue to work hard with what he has to get better every day.
Jerry, I know you never want to look too far ahead, but the Golden State Hockey Rush is coming up in 9 days as you guys will be taking on Stockton Heat in an outdoor game in Sacramento. I know you got games before that, but have you started thinking how you'll prepare for that outdoor game? Because it is significantly different than a regular game.
Well, I think we'll focus a little bit more on it next week. We've got two big opponents this weekend in San Diego and Ontario. We've got a couple of guys banged up. LB will miss probably the next 10 days here with a lower body injury. He hurt last game in San Jose at the very end of the game. So, that's kind of been our focus right now is, getting Scrivy and Ty Rimmer prepared for, what San Diego and Ontario will bring to them. So we've kind of been focusing on that. But I think as this weekend goes through, we'll start to get focused on, Stockton and the outdoor game.
With Brossoit going down, it's going to give an opportunity, I guess, for Scrivens to kind of find his game. Nilsson told us up here that any goalie, when you play more regularly, you feel more comfortable. Have you seen signs of Scrivens' game coming around?
He's been working hard in practice. He's been doing the things that he needs to do to turn his game around as far as video and really wanting, to be better in that. And it was a tough adjustment. There's no doubt about it. But, we're going to help him get back to where he needs to be and where he wants to be as a goaltender.
Jerry Fleming joins us. Jerry, with all the recalls, especially a lot of your guys up front offensively, who have been the guys filling the void?
Bogdan and Slepyshev have done a good job playing together. They've created some offense. We brought up some guys from Norfolk who have done a super job in helping contribute. We've been getting good scoring, from guys that we expect to score, the Hunts and the Fords. Hammy's contributed. So I think it's been just by committee. I think everybody understands that they have to pick up their game a little bit. And guys, like I said, are being placed in roles that they normally don't play and have responded well, that have extra responsibility.
How has Anton Slepyshev's game progressed since he's been down there for you guys?
Well, one thing that most guys have to work on when they come down here is their work away from the puck and their play away from the puck. You know, we've done a lot of video with him, you know, done a lot of different things in practice, and you can see actual improvements in his play away from the puck, just being more aware, more conscious, working harder away from the puck, working harder to get to the puck, playing on the inside, doing the things that he needs to do in order to get back up there. His play with the puck has been good. We're just always trying to get him to get the puck off a little quicker. He's got a heck of a shot. He's not he understands the game really well. He sees the ice well. There's a lot of positives in his game. He just needs to work on the things that he needs to work on and add pretty much the same as JJ. Just continue to add to what you do well and get better in those areas, but pick up your game in areas that you need to pick it up in.
Jerry Fleming, head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, joins us. Jerry, what was Kara doing better than Yakimov to get the recall?
I think the biggest thing is he was playing a little bit of a heavier game. Bo was hurt at the time, too. Bo, you know, we just got Bo back this weekend. He had the same injury that kind of ended the season last year. But he feels better, and that was good news. I think that obviously was a huge factor. But JJ was just playing a little bit heavier, and Bo's, you know, getting better at that, just understanding that he's got to be a little more physical on the floor check, go through guys a little bit more. He's a presence, and when he leans on guys, he's tough to play against, and I think that's what JJ was doing well.
I want you to update us on a few players. Getting reports that Nikita Nikitin's playing very well down in the American League. What aspects of his game are you liking?
I love his leadership. I think he's been a tremendous asset to our young defensemen on and off the ice. But he's competing. The biggest thing with Nicky is his conditioning and his compete level, and he's been doing those. Like, Nicky's biggest asset, he sees the ice well, he can make plays. He's not afraid to handle the puck and wants to be the guy with the puck. Just moving the puck a little bit quicker, competing harder. But he's come down here, and he's really contributed. And, again, here's a guy that, you know, was tough pill to swallow maybe at first, but he didn't let that deter him from what he had to do to get back to the NHL, and hopefully he gets a shot again.
You know, it's interesting because you're right. A lot of guys could come down there and he looks at, I'm getting big money, I'm not happy to be here, and just sulk. But clearly he's taken it as a challenge to show everybody he's not done as an NHL player.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more with you. And that's the attitude he's come. And he's been great. I mean, like, Nicky has been great. First guy on the ice in the mornings, last guy to leave. He brings guys with him. You know, he really has been a great mentor for a lot of guys down here. In the same breath, he's really worked on making his game better. And, you know, we can see it every day. He gets big minutes during games. He plays in all situations. But he's been, I can't say enough good things about him coming down and being the way that he's been and really helping us, you know, become a better hockey club.
Jerry, a few other young players. Mitch Moraz, how's he looked?
Mitch has been out for a while. He's been out for just over 2 weeks now. We're going to hopefully, he's able to get back into the lineup this weekend. He's practicing full contact. He's been out. He hasn't been playing.
What's the injury?
His shoulder.
Okay. That's unfortunate again. Now, Kyle Platzer has been one of the few guys who has dressed in all 20 games for you. He's one of the rookies. And, you know, it's a men's league in the American League. And, you know, Platzer's a young kid. How's he handling just playing every night?
He's been good. There's definitely adjustment there. I think guys are a little bit stronger. But it's been a great benefit for him to have played in these games as a young guy. And he's starting to understand, you know, the steps that you have to take to be a good American Hockey League level player and how hard it is to become a good everyday NHL player. So it's been a great experience for him thus far, and him playing in all those games and playing in key situations. You know, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but he's coming along, and I think, you know, over time you're just going to see his game get better.
And one final one for you, for young guys. You know, you've had to bring up so many young players. Dylan Simpson started the year injured. He's come up. And then Griffin Reinhardt has come back down for you, played in two games, has 1 point in the two games that he's dressed so far. You're using him in all situations, Jerry. Is this a guy that you're going to lean on heavily?
Yeah, for sure. He's a high draft pick. He's a good player. Again, he's come down with the understanding that there's things in this game that he needs to improve on. He's taking steps to work on those things. We're going to play the heck out of him. That's what he's here for, to get better. And we're going to use him in all situations. We did on the weekend. He responded well. I thought he played well. But there's certain things in this game that he has to improve. He's going to be a consistent, everyday, effective NHL player.
What are those things, Jerry?
I think just quickness, moving the puck, decision-making, just competing all the time, being hard to play against. And when I talk about hard to play against, I mean in all aspects, hard in front of the net, hard in corners, being physical, making simple plays, just being a consistent guy that you can rely on in all situations. And that's what he's here for, and that's what we're using him in.
And, Jared, I always like your honesty in evaluating the players, and because you look at a guy like Griffin Reinhardt, who clearly thinks the game at the NHL level. He's got the size to be an NHL player. I think he skates well enough to be it. But as a coach, is it just – is it constantly being on him to be hard against? Do you get guys in practice to maybe go against him harder? How do you ensure that a player can become consistent in being hard to play against?
Well, I don't think you have to be on him. I think you have to work with them to make them understand. Like, a lot of it's through video. A lot of it in practice, like you mentioned, is going against your toughest player to go against in one-on-ones or your best line. Matching him up in situations that you do in practice that are game-like, so that he's playing and going against the best competition that you have as a team, and then that'll translate into going against the opponent's best competition. So, definitely just, I think, being honest and making guys understand why they're here and the things that we're going to do and work on with them to get them back to the NHL, because ultimately that's everybody's goal.
Jerry, always great to catch up with you. Best of luck this weekend. Hopefully you pick up two big wins against Ontario and San Diego.
Thanks, Jace. Always a pleasure.